Chairperson, from the foregoing, it is clear that the major challenges towards the establishment of the AUFIs include the slow rate of signature and ratification of the legal instruments, and the limited capacity of member states to finance the establishment of the AUFIs. Regrettably, none of the AUFIs has reached the minimum number of ratifications required for the enabling legal instruments to enter into force and thereby facilitate their substantive establishment. This is detrimental to the operationalization of the African Monetary Institute, which is the first step towards the establishment of the African Central Bank. A number of recommendations have been made in the full report, whose endorsement by the Assembly would be critical towards the establishment of the AUFIs. They've been captured in the draft Assembly decision that will be submitted to Your Excellencies for consideration and adoption. Before I conclude, Chairperson, I believe the Assembly must also focus its attention on the subject matter of SDR reallocation within the context of optimizing its impact on Africa. Last May in Paris, world leaders made a commitment to allocate the historic SDR 650 billion issuance to IMF member states, with Africa's quota allocation of 5% or SDR 33.3 billion. We value this commitment to additional resources, of which our continent is in dire need. It is unfortunate, however, that the only proposal that has been put on the table by the European countries so far is to rechannel these SDRs through only one institution, the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The IMF should not be the sole beneficiary of such rechanneling. We believe that our own constitutional institutions, such as the African Development Bank and Afrexim Bank, should be recipients of the recycling of these SDRs. Our finance ministers and the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, have advocated for the use of regional development agencies to be included in this rechanneling. African finance ministers with UNECA have consistently championed the allocation of SDRs to capitalize AFD and Afrexim Bank, to help establish an African stability mechanism, and to initiate a liquidity support facility. We need to guard against the continuing consequential stranglehold of the rating agencies, which has affected the cost and access to capital markets for African countries, and has, during this COVID period, resulted in the downgrading of many African countries, exacerbating even more their funding challenges. Furthermore, it is of the utmost importance that the G20 leaders stick to their commitment to reallocate to Africa SDR 100 billion agreed to at the Paris summit in May 2021. These issues have also been captured in the draft Assembly decision, which Your Excellencies will be considering and hopefully adopt. Chairperson, we need to work collectively as the African Union to reform the global financial architecture, even as we build and strengthen our financial institutions. I thank you for your attention.